This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan and the CBS Sports Network.
Investors Bank Studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti, Boomer and Geo on The Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. Good Friday morning, another summer Friday. They are so precious as we head into the weekend, and we have a lot to talk about this morning with an annoying Yankee loss, an annoying Met game that is suspended and still not over after Edwin Diaz coughs it up in the ninth, and weird tarp, no tarp, rain delay, game suspensions, and a new NBA champion crowned last night out in Oakland. It was the last game ever at Oracle Arena, and it wasn't about the Warriors. It was about the Toronto Raptors, Kawhi Leonard, Kyle Lowry, Pascal Siakam, Fred VanVleet. They all got it done. Nick Nurse, nobody's going to be talking about his timeout anymore. And another major, major injury for the Warriors as we find out that Klay Thompson goes down with a torn ACL. Incredible stuff from the NBA as we're on the cusp now of this offseason and the draft, where the drama gets ratcheted up even more. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
You know what? I'm doing great, Gio. One thing you did forget about was the U.S. Open last night, because last night was like a sports fan's dream. I got the U.S. Open on Fox in primetime. Mm-hmm. I got the Mets. I got the Yankees.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, I got the basketball. And unfortunately for the Warriors, you're right. I mean, just yet another just debilitating injury. And it just goes to show you that in order to win championships in these sports, man, you got to stay healthy. And you got to be healthier the longest. And they were not healthier the longest. They obviously lost Kevin Durant and and Klay Thompson last night. Just awful to see two guys going into, maybe I don't know if Kevin will go into it or not, but Klay Thompson getting ready to hit free agency. And you talk about injuries coming at the worst time for these players, this right now. So congratulations to the Raptors. I'm not going to sit here and take anything away from them, but I would have liked to have seen them beat the Warriors with Durant and Thompson both playing healthy seven games, and obviously neither one did that. So I don't know what to tell you, but I think that the legacy for Kawhi Leonard cemented.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, right? This is a guy now, he's one of three players to win NBA Finals MVPs and championships with two different teams, along with Kareem and LeBron. He's the first guy to do it in different conferences. He had an incredibly odd year last year with the San Antonio Spurs, and he was healthy, or wasn't he healthy, and he wasn't trusting the team doctors, and the teammates are begging him to play in the postseason, and he's just MIA. They end up trading him to a place that he wasn't willing to go to at first, but had no choice because he didn't have the no trade. Warms up to Toronto, focuses in, and goes and wins a championship for that city, the first one ever, and does it with one of the most remarkable postseasons we have seen from an individual. I mean, it is up there as one of the great all-time postseasons. And yeah, you know, people are going to point to, because it's a fact, it's not an excuse, but it's a fact that this Warriors team wasn't whole. Now, it doesn't mean that what Kawhi Leonard and the Raptors did was any less spectacular, but it is part of the story. We're never going to know if Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson were healthy for the entire series, how this series would have gone. But let's not take away the fact that they went into Oracle and won all three games there. And that is not easy to do.
Well, it's kind of like what the St. Louis Blues did to the Bruins. They won three games in Boston.
Yeah.
I mean, it just goes to show you that home court and home ice advantage, and even home field advantage in the NFL and all that other stuff, just isn't what it used to be. It's just not what it used to be. And a lot of this, really is dependent on health. And if your guys are healthy, you got a chance to win, and you should win. If your guys are getting beat up and you're missing a guy breaks a jaw and he's got to play with a stupid contraption on his helmet. I mean, all these things play into the victories for the other team. But you don't want to – I certainly don't want to minimize it. And I do want to celebrate Kawhi Leonard, because after everything that he went through last year, to play the way that he played and to get the finals MVP is pretty special. The other guy that's pretty special, if you ask me, is Pascal Siakam.
Mm-hmm.
Again, a double-double last night. I think he had 28 and 10. He was just an absolute force this whole series. And then Kyle Lowry probably had his best game last night.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, he came out like he was going to win a championship single-handedly last night. All those threes right off the bat. And he's someone, of course, along with DeMar DeRozan and all those years of the Toronto Raptors underachieving in the playoffs, he was talked about as a choke artist and you can't get it done in a big spot and these guys are frauds. And he came out and he said, no, I'm not going to make this all about what was in the past. This is about right now, and I'm going to be a big part of this championship. And there's a cool little video out of Kyle Lowry waiting for Kawhi Leonard to join him in an interview that's about to be conducted by Rachel Nichols. And they don't know that it's being filmed at this point. They're waiting for the interview to start, and I guess maybe they got clearance to put it out there. But you know, Kyle Lowry's waiting for him, and Kawhi comes over and hands him the NBA Finals MVP trophy and says, here. He goes, take this. You were the MVP tonight. This is yours, too. And it just shows you that, you know, that Kawhi last year with the Spurs that didn't want any part of his team. He has changed the whole narrative around him back to the guy that was the leader and the MVP back in 2014 for the Spurs. I mean, this guy, you cannot say enough good stuff about Kawhi Leonard. And what's crazy about this whole thing is, here's Kawhi Leonard, the toast of the town, the man, the finals MVP, and he's going to opt out of his contract to be an unrestricted free agent, and he might leave. This guy, one of the biggest heroes in Canadian sports now, even though, you know, it's always going to be hockey, but still, I mean, he brought the first NBA championship to Canada, to Toronto, and he might leave.
Did you see the Raptors fans back in Toronto?
Jurassic Park.
You can say whatever you want about hockey. You know, they got their fan base, believe me.
Oh, they're great, yeah.
And it's been a very supportive fan base over the years. You know, here's the thing. I don't know what he's going to do, but I just can't imagine him leaving Toronto now.
Yeah.
They could pay him the most money. Mm-hmm. I think he's I know he's beloved there.
Of course.
And the one thing I will say about Kawhi Leonard, there's other than last year, mm-hmm. okay, which was drama between he and his team only.
Sure.
There isn't a lot of drama around him. You know, there's none of this crap in the media, the social media. He's extremely quiet. He is not a guy that's overly boastful about anything. He just kind of goes about his business, which is kind of interesting in this day and age, especially in the NBA, where the drama is flowing every day. I mean, the drama is throughout social media all the time. Probably one of the reasons why Kevin Durant tried to play was because of the attacks that he felt like he was receiving from social media. Kawhi Leonard doesn't seem to buy into any of that stuff. So whatever it is about his personality, the one thing I can say is watching him play in this series and now securing his second NBA Finals MVP says all you need to know about what he is as a basketball player and what he brought to the Toronto Raptors. Now, they caught a lucky break. Durant got hurt. Klay Thompson got hurt. And this isn't Thompson's first injury in this series. Don't forget, he missed the game.
Missed the full game, yeah. And, you know, the Warriors throughout their years and their championship years have caught breaks as well. We talked about the Rockets, not this offseason, but last not this postseason, but last postseason with Chris Paul missing games 6 and 7 when they were up 3-2. The Cleveland Cavaliers being decimated one of those championship years with Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving both not playing in the finals. So, listen, they've had their breaks too. It just so happened that this time it came around to get them. And there's going to be speculation about the fact that these guys playing so many games and going to 5 straight finals, it just finally took a toll on a guy like Klay Thompson. Now, you know that Kevin Durant didn't play 5 straight finals as he had only been here. This is only his third year there. But you know, a guy like Klay, maybe there is something to say about all those games logged and all those minutes logged.
Without question, G. I mean, these guys have played so much basketball. And look, what is it, June 14th today?
Yep.
Right? So it's 25.
Flag Day, isn't it?
Well, it's also 25 years since the Rangers won the Stanley Cup.
Oh,
so
that's right. Yeah.
It's our 25th anniversary today. So I appreciate that, too. You know, that's why I wore my red, white, and blue shirt.
Very nice.
In honor of the New York Rangers.
And Flag Day.
Okay. Yeah, very good. Thank you. So. I didn't even think about that.
I'm all over
it. I appreciate that, too.
Right.
For me, it's... It's quite the story for Kawhi Leonard. He's got quite the book to write if he really wants to write it now.
That's right. And the rules and the salaries and the bird rights, I mean, it really does. I mean, the difference is like $60 million.
Don't they start like in a month? Then the season start back up in a month or something? It feels like it, right?
Well, they moved it up to October now to spread it out so there's fewer back-to-backs and no more of those 3 out of 4s and all of that. So it basically starts in October. You have the rest of the summer and then September and then towards around Halloween now the season starts. But it makes it very enticing for a guy to stay in a particular place because of all the guaranteed money. And Kawhi Leonard always talks about championships. It's all about championships with him. Says, I want that Larry O.B. He wants the trophy. And with Toronto right now and this team, really, he's not going to have a better path. I mean, he could go to the Clippers. They could build something out there. They could be pretty good in a year where the Warriors are going to be down because they might not have either Klay Thompson or Kevin Durant. They signed both of them for the entire season. So he could have a easier path in the West out there as well. But I just don't know if he enjoys living in Toronto. I don't know why you would leave
now. There's really absolutely no reason to leave. And I think the GM up there is going to do everything he can to convince Kawhi to stay. I think the fans are going to do everything. When they have their parade, they're going to be chanting his name and everything. It's going to be really hard for him to say, I'm leaving. I think it is. I don't know. But maybe he will. But he's a different cat. That's the thing.
Right. You just don't know.
He's just maybe a different cat. You have no idea.
California and his home state might be such a draw for him. And he figured he wanted to play there at some point, and now he has his opportunity. And by the way, you mentioned the GM out there. Now, it's a name that Knicks fans and basketball fans know, Masai Ujiri, because the Knicks wanted to talk to him. They wanted to target him in the past. Didn't work out. The Raptors weren't going to allow that to happen. He's also a guy who was in the news in a big way because he went and traded DeMar DeRozan for Kawhi Leonard and said, yeah, I know.
Taking a gamble.
Right, 1 year left on the contract. But the gamble, whether he leaves or not, doesn't matter. The gamble paid off. He's got a championship.
That's going to be the gamble that somebody may make for Anthony Davis.
Right, exactly. Now, the Masai Ujiri apparently is going to be offered, according to Woj last night, a deal that could approach $10 million annually from the Washington Wizards and deliver him the opportunity for ownership equity. So this is what happens when a team has success. The other teams try to go and poach that guy. Masai Ujiri now is that guy.
He's a free agent as well. Yeah. That's the amazing thing.
Right. So that would be unbelievable.
You finally get it right. You finally win a championship. And then all of a sudden, everybody wants a piece of your team.
Right. The GM could go. Kawhi could go. But, I mean, the people in Toronto right now, I don't think that they care. They're celebrating. There's this hilarious video I just watched this morning of this drunk Raptors fan carrying around a gigantic house plant. You know, he's walking around with this thing. And a reporter catches up with him. And he goes, what the hell are you doing? And he goes, it's a housewarming gift for Kawhi. Have you seen him? And he's like, they're still out in Oakland, you drunk loser. But they're going to do whatever it takes to try to keep him there. And, you know, with Kevin Durant now hurt and in the hospital bed, Kawhi Leonard is now, he is the biggest chip to either move or stay. He's the guy that's going to shake it up in a big way. And we learned yesterday that, you know, according to the Boston Globe or the Boston Herald, that, you know, Kyrie Irving and the Nets is something that really looks like a possibility that we have been talking about now for a couple of days. So, you know, if Kyrie goes to the Nets, Kawhi's either the Clippers or the Raptors. Kemba Walker said that he'll take less than a max to make it work with the Hornets so he could build up the roster, and he wants to stay there. And the Knicks are going to be waiting around, looking around, and either signing Kevin Durant with a torn Achilles or just building up with draft picks. And by the way, Joe Beninga was cracking me up yesterday. Cracking me up. He was screaming at Rick Bucher, the NBA insider Rick Bucher.
Yes.
Screaming at him. And he, I was actually like, it was one of those laughs where like I didn't breathe for a second. He goes, Rick, are you telling me that a nurse is going to walk up to him in a hospital bed with a contract and a pen and have him sign a max deal with the Knicks? In the hospital bed with a contract and a pen, the nurse is going to hand it to him? It might happen. It really, that yeah, scenario yeah, could might happen.
Yes, it could.
He could be sitting in HSS. Here comes Scott Perry and Steve Mills and Jim Dolan. You hear like the toot in the background. Toot. Here, sign this contract. Save the franchise. It's unbelievable, the turn of events. But now it starts, really, right? I mean, now it starts.
It's for both leagues, the NHL and the NBA. Don't forget about the NHL draft. It's the day after the NBA draft, which is amazing to me, that these two leagues are like in lockstep with one another.
Yeah.
And it's going to be an exciting time for both the Knicks and the Devils, the Rangers too. Of course, the Islanders coming off of their playoffs. There's going to be the Nets. Are right there with everybody else. I mean, these five teams. You know, the fortunes of these five teams could all change in the next 6 to 8 weeks.
Sure.
Significantly.
Yep.
Significantly. I mean, it's amazing that we are sitting here with high draft picks. With money to spend in free agency, and lots of decisions to be made by general managers for all five franchises of our winter sports.
Yeah, and the Knicks were supposed to be the headliners, and they're probably not going to be any longer.
I mean, I can't believe it. I just like, you know,
suck the fun right out of it.
You and I, about a month ago, were just like all like giddy and jacked up, and everything was going
to
be great.
Now Zion Williamson's a Pelican, Kyrie Irving's going to be a Net, and Kevin Durant is sitting in a hospital bed at HSS. I mean, think about that. So remember that picture you tweeted out of all three of them in Knicks uniforms?
Yes.
You've got Zion, a Pelican, Kyrie, potentially a Net, and Kevin Durant is going to miss a season.
Well, you know, maybe he'll still be a Knick, though.
Ugh.
It's just an absolute cluster fudge is what it is.
It
man.
Is. On an epic
to the
level.
Knicks, I don't know what it is. It's just they have no luck, man. Maybe RJ Barrett turns out to be Michael Jordan. Who knows?
That's basically what they need. And you know what? It's not far-fetched. Is it that far-fetched?
Well, Michael Jordan was the third overall pick.
I mean, and RJ Barrett going into the college basketball season was a number one overall prospect. And Zion Williamson just turned out to be a behemoth. But
right.
You know, RJ Barrett, yeah, he was, I think he was the fourth leading scorer in the history of college basketball as a freshman.
Right.
So, I mean, there's that. So, I mean, it's not like this guy is some slouch. So he could turn into a superstar.
Right. Well, let me just say this one other thing, too. You know, yesterday we played softball over there in Masspeth, Queens.
Yes. Well, Middle Village.
Well, Middle Village, right next to it. I had to go through Masspeth.
Yeah.
You know, it only took me like an hour and a half to go 6.2 miles.
That happens.
It was unbelievable. But, you know, well worth the trip.
I think
Lisa Tuozzolo and Christine Lem actually put on an unbelievable day, a very powerful day for us over there. And we played the NYPD team, and it was a great game, but it wasn't really about the game. It was about the significance of the game and remembering, Joe Lem, who was obviously an American hero, both in an NYPD uniform and a U.S. Army uniform as well. So big thank you to them for allowing us to participate in that. It was great to see the commissioner yesterday. And it is a poignant reminder how every single one of the people that work within the NYPD, the PAPD, anybody that is a security personnel person in this city that keeps it the safest city, biggest city in the world, deserves our credit and our salute today, because it is a reminder of really what they face on a daily basis.
Yeah, standing there, it was overwhelming, to be quite honest, as Commissioner O'Neill was delivering a speech, and then Christine Lem got up and spoke, and there was a NYPD helicopter that flew over the game, and I was just so there was a moment there where it was really like emotional, because Lisa and Christine became friends because their husbands were killed around the same time, and that's how their families got together.
And their kids go to school together.
And their kids go to school together. And they made a plaque of both men together and said, look, you know, now they're together like we're together, and handed the plaque. And, you know, the kids seeing their fathers on the plaque and then seeing Christine and Lisa react to that was, you know, there was no amount of traffic going there or coming home that was going to affect me after that.
You know? Hold on. What I don't understand, really, honestly, which really pisses me off more than anything, is the politics around all of this crap.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you see these families and you see what they have lost and you see these kids and you're like, man, why does it seem like they're always under fire when they shouldn't be?
Right.
I mean, they're the people that are keeping us all safe.
Yeah, when I think it was Commissioner O'Neill, one of the speakers said, you know, thanks for being here in a time where it's not popular to support us.
I don't believe that. That's ridiculous.
You know, that's ridiculous if it's not popular to support them. And every organization that's at that level and dealing with these issues is going to have controversy along the way. But this is one of those. I mean, look at all the good.
Well, the story, you know, and I know that Commissioner Bratton led into Commissioner O'Neill, but what Commissioner O'Neill has done since he has taken over with the community policing effort and everything else and going the extra mile to make sure that everybody kind of works together, because policing is not just about people in uniforms or undercover cops. It's about the community in which they are actually policing to be partners with the police force. And I think – you know, like, I don't know what people are looking at or watching, or, you know, I don't know why it's always, you know, negative. It should never be negative. It should always be positive. And I don't know, over the last 2 to 3 years, I've seen nothing but, and you and I have been a part of, you know, the police foundation dinner and everything. Yeah. And we see these amazing officers that do so much more than that they need to do.
Yeah. And I said this in the brief time that I spoke yesterday at the podium is, you know, we go to these games. These guys come up to us and say, thanks for being here. I'm like, well, so we stop that? Mm. Thanks for us being here? I mean, there's nothing you're going to thank me for. I'm not accepting that thank you. It's very nice of you. I'm not accepting that thank you. But thank you guys for doing everything you do and having us be a small part of it. So last night was just one of those things. Like, I knew when I was going to sit next to you at this show, it'd be a special ride. I didn't know how special, because things like this, you know, I saw you do in the past. But when you're there and you're a part of it, it just changes you.
I can't say enough about, you know, guys like Ricky DiPietro, Matt Martin, that show up, you know, Gunner shows up, and Massalone was great yesterday. Tom Izzo may be in the midst of his greatest moments as a softball player for the WFAN team.
Well, I mean, how about me, too? Come on.
Well, okay, I was going to get to that.
I've got a couple of hits.
I
got a couple of hits yesterday. I had a sack fly. I've not had a miserable defensive thing happen to me yet. So
no, it's great. I mean, it's just watching our team come together now. You know, it's our second game. We played a lot better yesterday than we did the previous game.
I got a bone to pick with CBS Sports Network.
What's that?
I mean, they couldn't wait to play all the fat me highlights from last year, right? Every time it is reloading the me, popping my hamstring, running to first base. And now this year, I'm hitting the ball all over the place. I'm svelte. I'm making defensive plays. I don't see any highlights. I see highlights of Matt Martin and Kirshner and everybody else. I don't see any highlights of me.
Well, I got to tell you that I think Rick DiPietro might have had one of the best lines of the day yesterday. When you were on the base, now the field was a little muddy, so you know you had to be really careful when you were running
there
and everything.
There you go. See that? But there's a highlight of me getting hit.
When you finally got on base, somebody said that it was going to take at least 6 hits that make you score.
Yeah,
because you tend to be a little bit slow on the bases.
Right. Well, I'm telling you right now, that track there, and they worked really hard to get the field in somewhat playing condition.
Yes.
I was not busting my ass out there. That was not happening. I got a long summer ahead of me.
Yeah.
I'm looking to have a good time. A walking boot is not something I was ready to strap on.
And next Friday night, a week from tonight, we have our huge game against the Wounded Warriors.
That's right.
Out on Long Island. It's going to be great. Tonight, I have my Empire Challenge. As you can see, the football helmets here. It's going to be a beautiful night at Hofstra for hopefully yet another great game between the high school all-stars from Long Island and New York City. The last 3 years have been unbelievable. Tonight's game starts at 7:00 at Hofstra, so if you got nothing to do, come on out and support the local high school football programs around here. It's going to be great, and look forward to the 24th year of the Empire Challenge, and a big thank you to United Healthcare, the New York Jets, Under Armour, Gatorade, Hurricanes Grill and Wings, and of course Johnsonville and the Big Taste Grill that will be there giving away free food and everything else. So I look forward to seeing everybody tonight at Hofstra.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.